Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We have reached the halfway point in the syndicated broadcast today. I'm going to cover a host of very important news stories now. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're joined by Alex Newman of JBS.org, John Birch Society magazine newspaper. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. And, of course, that comes from the affidavit. Remember those terror attacks almost 2 years ago? Blamed on Pakistan. We told you at the time it was U.S., Israeli, and British intel. That even came out in Indian papers at the time. The head of counterterrorism in India was assassinated, was killed the day of these attacks. And he had been saying it was British, U.S., Israeli run. That's why that was originally there. Now, in fact, will you guys call Watson and have him send all the articles that Kurt and Watson wrote almost 2 years ago on that? Because I want to have all the names and I can highlight it, the name of the counterterrorism head. Of course, they capped his butt good. He was there trying to stop it. But he couldn't go up against CIA, Mossad, MI6. I mean, you can't go up against their Muslim terror forces. I mean, they just continue to devastate everywhere. They attack the Russians. They attack 9/11. They attack everybody. Train bombings, everything. Sometimes they've got real Muslim nuts working for them. Usually it's just totally staged. All you can do is expose them. But we've got the affidavit. In fact, you printed me both copies. It printed in two pieces. Oh, here it is. Here's the first piece. No, this is the indictment of the militia patsies. I'll find it. So we're going to be covering all of this. Also, I've mentioned it, but I want to get into it briefly again and explain why this is happening into the next phase. Fox News trolls InfoWars comments, reports Alex Jones to authorities, writes two front-page articles on FoxNews.com yesterday saying that I am a terrorist, basically, and that we're calling for violence and that we're associated with commenters that are doing it. Well, Paul Watson, in about 5 minutes, found Fox News correspondents calling for Obama to be killed, found people all over their articles and comments calling for Obama to be killed, something we're saying we're against. And I've noticed Glenn Beck's been saying 9/11 truthers are going to try to kill the president. And I know he copies my show and twists everything we do. And I know that from inside Fox because we have freedom lovers everywhere. But now it's clear they're trying to set me up while they themselves push the violence. So this is really going to a whole other level. With CNN doing investigations on me, supposedly creating some attack piece that was going to air Friday and then last night, with all these other big national publications attacking us 24/7, this is very, very, very serious what's going on. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well. But the headline up at PrisonPlanet.com, perhaps Fox should check into its own website for violent comments. And Derek Einkoff, one of the sales guys, he went and looked on Fox site and found even more death threats and violence. And then he was on there today saying, look, you shouldn't call for violence. And they said, look, we'll kill you too. That's kind of like Mike Reagan could say, kill all 9/11 truthers, kill Mark Dice, I'll pay for the bullets, I'll meet you. There's a bounty on their head. The FBI said he's allowed to say kill people. He's allowed to say kill Mark Dice. We're getting together a bunch of screenshots to link up in the article. And Watson's changed the headline at my suggestion. Fox News calls for Obama to be killed while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. And look, I'm not looking to fight with a controlled corporate press. When they write two big articles, put it in the terror section, and basically say I'm inciting terrorism, and then meanwhile they're the ones actually doing it, this is just too rich. This is just too much. It's absurdist, and we're going to expose it straight ahead. But first, the militias, then the frame-up of all of the true conservatives and libertarians in this country. You want to know what's going to happen? We'll tell you.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live now, 8 minutes into the third hour. I have two guests coming up and continuing with your phone calls. Give me a document cam shot right here, please. Thank you. Here is the indictment of the Hatari militia in Michigan. Looks like there were only really 7 members of this, most of them family members. Their brother has been on CNN, who lives in San Antonio, Texas, just south of where I sit, saying, look, he made a board game about fighting different enemies. They did all sorts of different scenarios. And it's the same thing as when the military trains with the Boy Scouts to, quote, take on disgruntled veterans. New York Times, here's that article, Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorists and More. First line, taking out a disgruntled Iraq war veteran. That'd be like saying the Boy Scouts should be charged, the Explorer Scouts, for trying to kill veterans. And I've seen this over and over again. This is how the feds have always been able to set people up. I've seen it over and over and over again in Texas, in Michigan, in Florida, in Alabama, in California, in Nevada, in Arizona, in Oregon, in Washington State. They have a handbook. They give their informants and agents. And they go in and say, we ought to do a drill in case the local police get taken over by the UN. We ought to go scout out the police department And then they go and they take video of it, and they come back and have a meeting. And the Fed generally is the leader of the group by then because he's buying them guns and food. And, you know, they love him, and it may take him 2-3 years to get their trust. And, boy, they just love Bubba or whatever his name is. He's really, you know, a Southern Poverty Law Center trainee, or he's an FBI agent. And then he says, we need to train to look at how to run an ambush, like in the movie Red Dawn. We act like a car's broke down, and when the cop pulls up, we kill him. Right, Bill? Right, Jenny? Right, Tom? I guess so. I guess so, Bubba. Is that what we do? That's right. Now, let me hear your plan. Tell me how you would do that in this simulation. It's just a simulation, mind you, and they're recording the whole thing. And then one of the younger ones says, yeah, and then when the feds come to be part of the funeral, we'd have IEDs out there and we'd blow them up. Oh, that's a good idea. You sure are smart now. I had Pale Horse on, one of the people arrested, and they're saying there's members in the group now. That's I told you this Monday. I told you again Tuesday, and then the Wall Street Journal, I hadn't read it till last night, came out and said, yeah, there was an informant and someone else in the group who's been arrested, but they're going to let him go. I told you, they always stage. It's like the Mumbai thing. The leader was U.S. intelligence. And they're saying, well, we've got him, and we're going to probably let him go or look at him off with some lenience. That's only because it came out he was a Fed. And looking at these photographs, let's look at these photographs. Now, I've learned, I mean, this guy, obviously, dumber than a box of rocks, the leader. His son, dumber than a box of rocks. I mean, these people all look like, and I'm not trying to be mean, like they may be missing chromosomes. This guy, joke. This guy, we're going to get into him later, and I'm still doing investigations. Thomas William Flatek. We need to look very closely, because I've seen informants, I mean, I've had guys that look just like this, try to set me, I mean, they look, I mean, this guy right here. And look, he doesn't even look too concerned there. These people are all wide-eyed. You can tell they're not too pleased about what's going on. Not in a jail uniform, as you notice. They said they had basically a staged arrest of one of their operatives inside. Now, we'll see if I'm right about this. But, I mean, I had Pale Horse on, Sickles, in August of 17th going, if you're not a Fed, somebody's handling you and telling you to dress like that and use a voice changer. This comes right out of the ADL, what you're doing. And he needs to be looked at as well. And we'll get him up on screen. Pull Sickles up. You talk about a setup. So there's an FBI agent, there's an informant, and there's someone inside the group that's working with them as an informant, and they're going to be let go. Is it the guy not in the jail uniform here? Is it Sickles? And when he was on the show, I played this. I played it, what, yesterday? Or was it Monday?
Yesterday.
I played the August 17th show. Now, looking at this, when he was on the show, I said, they're going to try to get you to drill to case out a police station. And they're going to try to set you up that you're planning to attack police stations. Because they want to get the cops all hating militia or anyone that's into the Second Amendment or Tea Parties. So they always try to get militia to target police stations. They try to get the black group, the young Christians down in Florida to do it. I mean, it's always the same story. They get the cops all into this paranoid, delusional culture. And I also told you Monday and Tuesday that, because it's always the same, they psychologically profile weak-minded, scared groups who are weak-minded, who can then be tricked into war gaming, who can be tricked into scenarios so the feds can sell it as if it was a real attack plan. Now, of course, it's coming out it wasn't a real attack plan. But it's like every other case. You'll hear about it for a month, and then a month later, all the information comes out, but it's even coming out within a few days this time, that it wasn't real. It was in their heads and seen as part of a wargaming scenario. And that the date they had to go down to City Hall was for a protest, not for a plan to kill police officers. But that doesn't matter now. And this coincides with all of this demonization in the media of patriots, of conservatives, of libertarians, of Tea Parties. As the government's done all these illegal, unconstitutional things, as people are getting angry with the government, and rightfully so, and politically so, they want to now stage more violent attacks and more fake arrests to kind of prep people's minds for spectacular attacks, mixed in with some smaller attacks in the next few months, as a pretext to fully roll out Homeland Security against the American people. Here is the Sun Times. Undercover agent, witness provided intelligence on alleged Christian militia member. And it says it was another militia that initially reported. Some of the big militias in Michigan are completely Fed-run. And then, again, they go out and interface and decide, run by agents, who's good to set up. An unidentified cooperating witness helped provide intelligence to a federal grand jury about at least one of the alleged members of the group, Thomas Petak, who delivers steel drums for a Southside company. And this isn't clear whether Thomas Petak is the one who provided the info or the info was provided on him. The person pictured therein is the person known as cooperating witness, an undercover FBI agent to be the person who participated in the criminal violations contained in the indictment. A government filing in the case reads, referring to photos of Petak shown to the grand jury. And so the way this is written, Jaron, you're the one that just brought this to me. I saw it this morning. They're saying there it's Petak, right? Yeah, it's not clear. I wonder, again, it's either Petak or it's Sickles are the two I identified. As I just said, you just brought this in. And it's not clear, it's vague here, but was it Sickles reporting on Petak? Yeah. The filing was made to correct Petak's middle name, which it says was mistakenly entered as Edward instead of William on his arrest warrant and indictment. Oh, man. I mean, I'm not even going to get into it. It's just they're constantly trying to set me up. When I was in Denver for the DNC, I constantly had people coming up going, oh, Alex, I'm a big fan. Do you want some guns when you're out demonstrating to be safe? I'm like, no, I don't want guns. So they could say, Alex Jones had a concealed gun. He was planning to get Obama. I mean, it was just over and over again, people coming up. I'd be at an event or I'd be somewhere, and it was always a cop or informant type. Hey, you want some guns to protect yourself? It's just, and then these feds will just run off and just lie about you. Because I have experienced them doing this. I have experienced, you're standing there at a fence to watch the military do a takeover drill at a municipal airport, and a guy comes out of the bushes and says, you asked me to light this on fire. And I'm like, stop it. Stop. I mean, folks, I've been there over and over and over and over again. And last night I was remembering all the other times it happened. I mean, and to be on the news, Alex Jones tried to burn down the forest to hurt the military. He's a domestic terrorist. And so a lot of these Michigans are Fed-founded and Fed-run, just like the white supremacist groups. And they're there to try to radicalize and make militias look stupid, and so they can go out and set people up to create the illusion that there's all these terrorist groups out there.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
There is no doubt that my predictions of the last year and my intensifying predictions that I was sure of it in the last 3.5 months, that there would be staged attacks on IRS buildings, military facilities, and on police barracks. It is now all unfolding. It's all Fed-run, all federally controlled. This Sickles character, we'll get a document cam shot for folks on that or put him on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, is the prime suspect as the informant inside. We know there is an informant within this group of 8 people, probably more. And he's the guy making videos with a scary voice changer with a guy dressed up as a gas masked, festooned thug behind him, right out of central casting. Looks just like something Adam Gadon would produce. And, you know, he may not be the informant, but I'm just telling you my gut. It's one of these two, just from knowing some of their histories. I've interviewed this guy, and I told him, if you're not a Fed, you're walking right in to a nightmare. Now, Nancy Schaefer, on a separate issue over the weekend, was shot in the back and her husband shot in the chest. They were not planning suicide. The husband had had some mild cancer and was fine. They were Christians. They were exposing child trafficking. She was a former state senator, head of the Eagle Forum. And she'd been calling us the last few months saying, I got big breaking news. And we get so overwhelmed that I hadn't called her back to have her back on. I had meant to. She was clearly murdered. And we just talked to a documentary filmmaker who talked to her 48 hours before and shot all these interviews with her. And there was, she was planning to meet with him. Everything was fine. Another political murder, because Atlanta is a major child trafficking operation, and she was exposing CPS running it. And I would advise everyone who was working with her, get everything, all the video, all the audio, all whatever she discovered out absolutely immediately, or you may commit suicide. It's big money for the pedophile guilds that run America and feed on our children. And they don't want to be kept away from the children. How many CPS heads, how many Child Protective Services people, how many anti-pedophile police have been caught running the pedophile ops? They're pedophiles. A large percentage of them are the most disgusting demons you could ever imagine. Others just like the cash. And God, these people, just, there's no end to the curse that's on this country. We are a cursed nation now. We were a blessed nation. You kill 50 million babies, God removes his protection from your nation. And even if you don't believe in God, I mean, what kind of country kills 50 million of its own babies for convenience sake and then doesn't think other dehumanizing things are going to happen? For more than a decade, new doctors don't give a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. The feds have taken over health care. In fact, I promised to go over that. I have a here in my stack a big breakdown. Oh, look, there's a suicide note of financial troubles. I tell you, this is so disgusting. Just like there was a suicide note that wasn't in the same handwriting for the D.C. madam, and she told her landlord 2 days before, I'm being followed, they may try to kill me. No, it's not that she was supplying hookers to the Pentagon and the White House and Congress. No, she committed suicide, too, and so did Gary Webb that exposed CIA drug dealing. Oh, there's just no end to these people. But here's the big issue. We are moving in to Oklahoma City bombing, too. We are rapidly moving in to this time period right now. We are moving into this period very, very quickly. And I'm begging folks out there to get the word out now about false flag and stage terror, provocateured, self-inflicted wounds, to demonize the American people and fully sick Homeland Security on the American people. Remember, it was Sky Television and Fox News 4 years ago that began programming people that white Al-Qaeda was everywhere and was going to kill you. And they showed white guys standing up, posing as terrorists from England. And then we went and pulled up the original video. It was a government training video of mock terrorists. They know what they are doing. And they're going to do this so they can rob the American people and take your pension funds. And so they can demonize any opposition to what they're doing and play the part of victims. You think the government lying about congressmen getting called the N-word on the floor and on video, there's no tape, it's a lie, or the Democrats attacking their own office, Denver Post, that's confirmed. If you think they're going to stop there, you got another thing coming. I have experienced myself, my crew, Luke Radowski, and others, with the government trying to set us up with weapons and bombs and arson. It's on video in Pittsburgh. It's on video in New York with Luke Radowski. They are so criminal, they will frame you on video and don't even care. That's how evil this government is. Do you understand?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Newman on before from the Copenhagen Global Government Carbon Tax Summit with William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine. He writes for JBS.org. He's got a story linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent is the headline. And we're going to give you a document cam shot of that. We also have the indictment here, ladies and gentlemen, admitting he was a U.S. government agent. And I want to go back to those attacks for the next 25 minutes or so. Then we have the former head of the FBI crime lab, Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, scheduled to talk about government frame-ups. Just so you know that it's standard operating procedure at the FBI crime lab, local police departments. It's the exception when they're not framing people. It's the exception. Okay, so you understand how they're framing this militia group, and that's now coming out and is basically admitted. We're only 3 days into this. Before we go to Alex Newman, joining us from the north of Sweden right now, I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is ecolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com. Super high quality atmospheric water generators. They grab upwards, sometimes even more, depending on the humidity, 7.5 gallons a day. That's the smaller units. They have big units that can serve hundreds of people. They've shipped some to Haiti. Just a great atmospheric water generators. Their smaller unit goes through 7 filters. The medium size goes through 12. That's the best, cleanest water you can get, bar none. Acolablue.com, acolablue.com, or 800-691-6043. Also want to thank eFoodsDirect.com. I've heard a new ad they've got running. When you buy a one-month supply of their high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid food, they're giving you a free seed bank. So you can have storable food and great high-quality seeds. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. It is essential going into this depression that everyone have storable food, firearms, silver, and gold. I have all that as well. eFoodsDirect, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Don't procrastinate. They are the best. We have searched. I bought food from different people. This is recently made. Every month they make the food new. The biggest outfit in the country, the best, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. And lastly, don't forget, I've got two new films coming out at InfoWars.com on PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of April. On the 15th at PrisonPlanet.tv, it premieres. You can pre-order the DVD to have it in the highest quality and support us. Invisible Empire, New World Defined. Go watch the trailers, read about the film. Amazing, groundbreaking documentary. And then, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Haven't made a police state film in close to 8 years. This covers the FEMA camps, the executive orders, the COG, the shadow government, the martial law, the sound cannons being used on citizens, the G20, false flag terror, Hardin, Montana, Glenn Beck's cover-up of this information, both DVDs available at InfoWars.com. And we have a brand-new T-shirt in. It says Barry Sitaro at the top, big picture of the man known as Barack H. Obama, and on the back it says InfoWars.com. And people will say, well, who's Barry Sitaro? That's Obama. And you can explain, no, he really is an Indonesian citizen and eligible under federal law to be president. Forget the birth certificate, and there's clear evidence that that's real, you know, that he doesn't have a birth certificate, that it's just a fake receipt. Point is, this is a great way to get the word out about Barry Sitaro. Okay, Mumbai terrorist was U.S. agent. Now, I saw this morning, and then I saw the link to the affidavit where it talks about Headley, who was this son of a U.S. diplomat, classic spy kids. We knew that the so-called shooters had PCP, LSD at levels that would kill some people in their bodies. On the videos, they're just whacked out of their mind, classic mind control. We knew the U.S. government was jamming signals. I mean, this came out. Here's our articles from over a year ago, December 7, 2008. Arrests provides more evidence, India, Israel, and U.S. behind Mumbai attacks. It goes through the head of Indian intelligence, who was killed that day, days before, saying these are staged attacks coming. He was there to try to stop it. Mumbai terrorists were aided by Indian authorities. We have links to mainstream news and all these articles. Media forced to backtrack on Al-Qaeda link to Mumbai attacks. Mumbai attacks blamed on Al-Qaeda as pretext for U.S. military response in Pakistan. So, and this came out in major papers in Europe a year and a half ago. But now it is a huge firestorm in Europe and in Asia and in the subcontinent, because imagine hotels, shopping malls, people running around, just waving machine guns and hand grenades, killing people, flipped out of their minds on psychotropic drugs. We now go to Alex Newman to break down these latest developments. Thanks for coming on with us.
What's just been going on recently?
You know, we didn't have you up. I apologize. We didn't have you up. Go ahead and start over.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me, Alex. And so basically what's going on now, what I was just writing about, is that this terrorist, well, supposed terrorist, also a quote-unquote former government agent, it was just reached a plea deal with the U.S. government, which is going to do a lot of things. One of the most important of them is that it's going to be keeping all of his links to intelligence agencies, American and Pakistani, classified. So basically we're never really going to get to find out what happened here. Or what did happen.
And same thing with the Fort Hood shooter. Excuse me, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. But it's just really ridiculous. And the Indians are furious about it. The American press hasn't really given it too much coverage. Actually, almost nothing. The New York Times had one piece by a letter from India or something like that that alluded to its connections to the CIA. But, I mean, this is huge news. And it's really unfortunate that we're not going to get to know what happened. And just imagine the Indians. You know, some guys run around murdering hundreds of people, and suddenly they don't even get to know what happened. Could you imagine if that happened in America? If some foreign terrorist came and started shooting up one of our cities, and then one of their governments was shielding that person.
Well, that actually came out 2 weeks ago in the Associated Press. ACLU got the documents where the 9/11 Commission was ordered not to investigate the attacks by the White House. So, I mean, there's always a cover-up here, and it's always U.S., Israeli, and British intelligence every time running everything.
It is. It's just such a pattern that every time one of these things happens, you always have the government trying to hide things. And I mean, if there's nothing to hide, why are they acting so suspicious about it? It's just obvious that something strange is going on here.
Well, let's talk about this David Coleman Headley. And this is in the affidavit. This is in the news. U.S. intelligence agent.
Yeah, it started back in the late 90s. He got busted trafficking heroin. So the DEA convinced him that he should be a secret agent for them in Pakistan. So he went over there, and during the time that he was working for them, or close to it, he started training with a terrorist group in Pakistan called the Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is a well-known Pakistani intelligence-aided organization. I mean, it's no question. They helped found it. They helped operate it. And, you know, prominent Indians have been coming out and saying that the top counterintelligence chief of the Indian Security Services has said it. The former Indian ambassador to Pakistan has said it. What's going on here is the government was in some capacity involved in this, and they had to have known about it at the very least, and there's probably more to it than that. And with this plea agreement that he just got, we're never going to get to know, unfortunately. So it's just a travesty what's going on here.
Well, what we know is he admits to running the key GPS operations, being in a leadership position, and then everybody else gets killed, and their bodies are full of PCP, LSD. I mean, we don't even know if this is supposedly the people. They could have had just some nuts separately who were hallucinating, and then Black Ops shoots some of the people. And that's what witnesses said they were seeing. The former head, well, at the time, the head of anti-terror forces, he gets killed in the attacks. He was coming out saying that Western intelligence had infiltrated and was going to stage this attack. He was there to try to stop it. He got killed. A replay of John O'Neill back on 9/11, the FBI head of counterterrorism, being killed. And so this just goes on and on and on. But the motives here are certain factions in Pakistan that want the U.S. to come in, stage an attack against India as a pretext for U.S. forces to be brought into Pakistan.
Yep. And you know, like you said, Headley was crucial to this operation. He, like you said, he gathered GPS coordinates for the team to land there. He was conducting surveillance, and he was key to this entire operation. And so now it comes out that he's a government agent, and that everything's going to be classified. So something incredibly suspicious is going on, and the people really need to start asking the government what is going on here. I mean, and the Indians, too, are just outraged that this could happen.
Let's go over more of this guy's past and what type of government agent he was. And now they're talking about basically you're giving him a lower sentence or something, and that they're protecting him under national security.
Yeah, well, in his plea agreement, I mean, for this crime, obviously, he could have gotten the death sentence. And with this plea agreement, he might not even serve a life sentence in prison. So, I mean, this is clearly some kind of cover-up, some kind of protection going on for this guy. And the U.S. is actually bound by treaty to hand him over to Indian authorities. So we're actually not fulfilling our obligations in order to cover up the trail of this guy. And so some people have been saying that, you know, maybe they just made a huge mistake and their agent went totally rogue and out of control, and now they're trying to cover that up. But the thing is, we're not ever going to know because it's all classified now. So, you know, it would seem like if it was just an innocent mistake, there wouldn't be the whole brouhaha trying to cover it up. It would seem that they would just admit they made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes from time to time. And, you know, just come clean. But that's not what we're seeing at all, unfortunately.
And it's the same in every single case. I wish the terrorism was just small lone groups. That's a lot less scary than knowing the people running our government are manufacturing these attacks to start wars and take our freedoms.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We'll continue going over some of the other important facets of your detailed article.
Okay. Well, we have here the ambassador who served in Pakistan. His name is M.K. Bhadrakumar, And he points out that the LET is closely affiliated with the Pakistan Inter-Services Intelligence, their equivalent to the CIA. And it's basically impossible that this operation would have gone on without the knowledge of the Pakistani government. And the connections between the CIA and the ISI, the Pakistan's version of the CIA, are well known. They've been working with each other for a long time, funding each other, helping out with cross-intelligence. And so if the Pakistani government knew that this was going on, it's almost inconceivable that the U.S. government wouldn't have known what was going on. And, well, obviously they didn't tell the Indians that this was happening. And on top of that, there's been a few CIA moles who have been caught within the Indian security services. And so that's leading people to, a lot of Indian journalists have been accusing certain Indian officials of being involved in this as well. So whether they're rogue Indian agents or whether they're collaborating with other governments, whether it be Pakistan or the American governments, we don't know. But there's clearly a lot going on here that isn't being talked about and that needs to be investigated.
Well, right after this happened, we were able to get Hamid Ghul on the radio show, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, and he said that this was purely a U.S.-Israeli Indian operation as a pretext to start invasions and drone attacks, and that did then indeed happen. So that might be a good radio interview for you to pull up and listen to for further research.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that, Alex. And yeah, and a lot of Indian journalists have been saying that this was aided and abetted by the Indian intelligence services. Some have accused the Israeli intelligence services as well of involvement. And Pakistan's fingerprint is pretty much undeniable at this point. He was training with the LET. It's well known. It's admitted. And the LET is essentially a terrorist group that's run by the Pakistani government, with, of course, all of its links to the American government. So.
And then all these governments use these attacks as pretext to clamp down on their own populations.
Yeah, steal money, steal freedom. It's, oh, the terrorists are going to get you if you don't give up your rights and give up your money. And then what do we get? More terrorism. I mean, it can't be incompetent. This guy who got on the airplane, the underwear bomber, obviously he had help from some well-dressed man. How does he get on an airplane with a passport, without a passport?
And then the State Department admits after a month and a half of denying it, okay, a U.S. intelligence agency, unnamed, told us to help him get on the plane and give him a visa.
Yep. Yep.
And it's the same story, and it says it now with these militias. They had informants in there running the whole thing.
Yep. Radicalizing people, getting them to say stupid things accidentally, things that they don't mean, and, yeah, then going in and arresting them and playing the sound bites on the afternoon media so that everybody knows that they need to give up their rights and their freedom. It's just pathetic.
Well, why did the John Birch Society write on this? I mean, I like the JBS, but I found it's, I don't want to say timid, but very, very careful. I mean, even when there was evidence of Oklahoma City being an inside job for a long time, then they did some seminal research on it. They didn't for a long time report on the inconsistencies of 9/11 because I guess they didn't want to have people discredit them, but it does seem that the JBS is really getting a lot more hardcore now. We had McManus in last year, and he said that, you know, there might have been some, you know, some operatives inside trying to suppress what you guys were doing, but that the JBS is going in the right direction now.
No, the JBS is a great organization, and, you know, they always are really careful with what they publish. They always want to make sure the facts are 100% accurate before going forward with anything, and so I respect that. I received the tip on this from Dennis Bernhardt, who's the editor of the JBS website, and, you know, when something can be verified, backed up, then, you know, they go for it, and so I think the JBS is really a great organization in terms of helping to educate Americans, not just on the principles, but also, you know, the news of what's going on. The New American Magazine, too, is part of the JBS, and I think they really do a great job of trying to get to the truth and publishing accurate information, you know.
Oh, I do as well. It's just that I've seen them get more aggressive, because I've seen times when the evidence is there and they still don't go there because they're being careful. But, you know, but now I'm seeing them, you know, really, really come into the 21st century, which is great, because so much of us, so many of us out there woke up and are informed because of, you know, the work of the John Birch Society over the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the media, they really love to jump on every little thing. So the New American Magazine and the John Birch Society, I think they're really cautious in what they say and make sure 100% for sure that it's accurate and truthful before going forward with it, because immediately seize and pounce upon any minor inaccuracy and try to discredit everything. And, you know, that's certainly not something that they would want. So I think they use a good strategy, and I'm really happy to be working with them and helping to educate Americans.
Well, absolutely. There were two big Fox News articles yesterday in the terror section basically saying that I'm a radical calling for violence and that there are people on my website, and they implied it was articles calling for violence when it was comments. We then went to Fox News and found their pundits and their contributors calling for violence and their commenters calling for it. So the headline is Fox News calls for Obama to be killed while framing Alex Jones for instigating violence. I mean, this is getting really creepy to have the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Time Magazine, Newsweek, George Soros publications, neocon publications, all coming out against me because we are really exposing these creatures for what they are. And it means the issues we're covering here are like holy water and crosses to vampires. And that's why people need to really get the word out about Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and JBS.org. Stay there. Let's talk more about the Mumbai situation.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Stanbirds. Stanbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready. Stanbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stanbirds.com today and see for yourself. That's Stanbirds.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stanbirds.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stanbirds.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
ADP, the nation's biggest payroll company that literally tens of thousands of companies use to do their payroll, says U.S. companies unexpectedly cut payrolls in the month of March. Massive job losses. But don't worry, they got carbon taxes to shut down your businesses, home inspections, new taxes at every level that they're announcing. And Bloomberg, failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash, ordering pension funds to dump their money in. It makes my head spin, the robbery that's going on right now and how people are becoming dependent on the government. Alex Newman, again with this key article from JBS.org, Mumbai terror attack was U.S. agent. We have another headline I'm going to put up from a few months ago about the underwear bomber. Underwear bomber, the sharp-dressed man who aided underwear bomber on the flight 253 was U.S. government agent. Again, sharp-dressed man who aided underwear bomber on the flight 253 was U.S. government agent. And it's U.S. government agents every time leading the groups, telling them to carry out violence. Here's another one. NBC Today. Synagogue bomb suspects. The feds put us up to it. In fact, I had that Times of London headline that was similar, saying, you know, these informants are, and these stings are maybe illegal, but they want the illusion there are these terrorists everywhere. But then meanwhile, when you've got the illegal aliens killing cops, killing ranchers, burning their houses down from Texas to California, lawmakers demand administration deploy National Guard, Border Patrol after killing. Lawmakers from Arizona and New Mexico are ratcheting up their demands. The Obama administration deploy hundreds of National Guard troops at Border Patrol agents at the Mexican border after the killing of a prominent southeast Arizona rancher. He had helped illegal aliens that were dying in the desert, but he'd also criticized the open border. Well, he's been murdered now. That's how the government down there does things. Going back and closing to Alex Newman, I'm glad you're reporting on this in the U.S. This is a big story, and I know you're on it. Other points you'd like to add about all this evidence of terrorism being staged?
Yeah, well, I mean, what it really goes to show is that this war on terror is really a scam. I mean, if they need to go around radicalizing people, getting people to say stupid things, using their agents to work in terror camps, what it shows you is that really a lot of this stuff wouldn't be happening without the government involvement. So it really is a scam to take our freedom and to take our money. Sure, they probably convince some dupes from time to time that, you know, they're going to go meet Allah if they go blow themselves up. I'm sure there's plenty of people that actually believe what they're doing is, you know, for whatever cause they think they're working for. But all these government fingerprints all over everything, what it shows is that it's a scam and that this stuff wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for them. So, I mean, the American people really need to start waking up. Your listeners, I really hope they go out and talk to all their friends and their family and, you know, tell people to just go on the Internet, start Googling stuff, find the articles, find the information. It's out there. A lot of it's even reported from time to time in the mainstream press. It just, they don't highlight it and show the importance of it as it needs to be. So I just hope that people will start waking up and start holding the government accountable so that they stop this stuff. You know, if the U.S. government would be obeying the Constitution, we wouldn't have these problems. If they would stop meddling in foreign countries, if they would stop hiring terrorists and double agents, triple agents, and doing all kinds of things that the American government really has no business doing, the Americans would be a lot safer, we'd be a lot richer, and we wouldn't have to be giving up all our rights for this stuff. So I really appreciate the work you're doing, Alex, and you know, I really want people to start waking up now.
Well, Alex, we appreciate you. Folks can read your articles at jbs.org. Do you have your own private website?
No, I don't actually, no.
All right. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us. We'll continue to follow all your great reports on the Copenhagen takeover. Are you going to be in Mexico City for their next attempted global government takeover this year?
Not sure. We've talked about it. I used to live in Mexico City, and so we'll see what happens. But I'm sure we'll let you guys know, huh?
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Dr. Frederick Weyerhurst. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.